Up to 40% of food in the country ends up in landfills. Seattle has been trying to tackle the issue with laws that require composting, but that's not enough for one local cyclist. KUOW's Matt Martin has this profile.
You have to cut really, really sharply across this so you don't get stuck in the track.
This is Tim Jenkins. He jets through an intersection before the light changes. He has a child trailer attached to the back of his bike. But instead of carrying a small human, Jenkins hopes to fill that cart with food.
Food rescue is a lot easier when it's all downhill.
Seattle Food Rescue is the group that Tim started 2 years ago. The vision is to stop food waste and provide healthy food options to low-income residents in central Seattle. We stop at a corner store called Stockbox.
Like, look at what we got today. This is spectacular. These loaves of bread are like $5. It's always organic stuff that's locally produced in Washington. Like, I love that. I love that aspect of food rescue. And this is all food that you would just, like, go to the store and totally buy.
Most food banks already get donations from chain grocery stores. But the system often overlooks smaller stores like Stockbox. Tim says that's why bikes are so effective. They allow for small pickups that might otherwise be overlooked. Tim sees the bike rescue model as the perfect marriage of his passions for cycling and social justice.
So I think there is kind of a cool opportunity to have sort of a weird kind of economy going. You just have people who are in the downtown area, and they recognize that this shop on the corner is going to be throwing out some food, and you know, there may be some other people who could take advantage of that fact.
But this type of bike-powered food rescue isn't unique to Seattle. Tim got the idea from a group he worked with as an undergrad in Boulder, Colorado.
And it's just like, this would be something great to bring to Seattle.
And the idea has spread to more than just Seattle. There are now people like Tim in 11 cities across the country.
Food rescue is something that is really taking a lot of spotlight right now in terms of an environmental movement as well as a social movement.
That's Helen Kadich. She helped Tim set up Seattle Food Rescue. Kadich works for an umbrella organization that trains people all over the country to do that same thing. And she says the idea to snatch up still useful food isn't anything new.
Food rescue has been going on forever. There's been people gleaning farms since the dawning of farms.
Kadich says that what has worked for Tim on Capitol Hill could be a model for hyper-local food rescue in other parts of the city.
Maybe there could be a Beacon Hill food rescue. Maybe there could be a Rainier food rescue. Maybe there could be a Tacoma food rescue. And all it takes is reaching out and asking for that support on how to get started.
The city of Seattle is working to keep food out of the waste stream. It requires that grocery stores compost food they are throwing out. But the city supports efforts like Seattle Food Rescue. A city spokesman says composting food is good, but it's even better if you don't have to compost in the first place.
We're going to go left here, actually. I was thinking about going right, but that hill's steep, so we're not going to do that.
Tim may skip that hill, but not the client. Another thing that makes Tim's food service different from others is that he delivers his loads directly to low-income apartments.
If you have your own, like, plastic bin, I know that there's probably some underneath the cold table.
Yeah. Just check around.
Is that all right? Does that bother you? Cool.
One resident described the weekly drop-offs as Pavlovian, people waiting at the door to get the best pickings, and even getting upset if a week is missed. Jenkins believes delivering food directly to people relieves the stigma of waiting in line at a food bank or going to the grocery store to use their SNAP cards.
And none of that really is present with this system or this model. All you're really doing is you're staying within your apartment complex.
At the end of the trip, Tim saves an apple for himself.
That's pretty much it, man. That's all there is to it.
And I watch him take a bite.
Doesn't quite have that satisfying crunch because, you know, like, it's sort of on its way out. So. But it's still a great apple.
Matt Martin, KUOW News.
Not sure I've got it in me to go up Yesler, so we're not going to do that.